The heat beat against her face, but it didn't burn her. She could hear her ancestors beginning to whisper and awake within her. It's too late. She's lost control.
No, she might figure it out.
Vivian tried to pay attention to the voices in her head, while also fighting her way through the heat and chaos of the flames in the room.
Will you guys stop? How do I help Adrian?
Well, you healed him once.
The flames jumped from the forge. They were growing in a circle wider and wider.
It's too late. The key is gone, but the flames are out of control. We need to get out of here.
How? The flames will consume everything. Seattle could burn down, just like you said they did in London. Who knows how much the dragonfire will burn?
I'm out of ideas. Running. That will keep you safe. At least there isn't lava. Vesuvius was a mess.
Vivian looked around and saw that Ashton was gone. Vic had stopped trying to put out the fire and started trying to save things from the lab. He had a large duffel bag he was putting things into as quickly as possible.
No! We can't let the fire burn down Rise! It may not be a Fae sanctuary anymore, but it is an important place for our people!
Vivian could hear the voices in her head screaming.
Fight fire with fire!
She bent over Adrian.
Vic, come here!
He threw the tool in his hand down and came to stand next to her.
Kneel with me.
She put her hands to the floor and closed her eyes. She could feel the heat rising within her bones. Her wings exploded from her back and she used them to shelter Vic and Adrian. A dome of fire formed around them, burning ever larger. The two fires raged, mixing the passionate twist of her phoenix flame with the heady anger of the dragon's fire. The flames consumed all the oxygen in the space and Vic panted next to her.
You're going to suffocate us.
No, I'm going to snuff out the dragon fire.
Standing up, she moved closer to the forge.
I've contained it.
A gap opened in the phoenix fire dome.
Take him to safety.
Vic pulled Adrian through the gap in the fire. The flaming sphere absorbed the hole they'd escaped from as soon as they were clear. And now Vivian stood alone in a room full of fire. It was surprisingly peaceful being wrapped in the dancing flames. They called to the ancient parts of her, the elemental core that was the phoenix. The fear she had for Vic and Adrian faded away. She knew she controlled everything. The dragon's fire, the phoenix flames, and her own future. New beginnings were scary and messy. The flames had destroyed the feeble material trappings of the key, but the dragon's fire still held the key's power and energy. She consumed the power, burning away at everything. The fear, the doubt, the grief for her lost childhood, and even her constant need to please her parents. She stood in the flames as her complete self.
Welcome.
You made it.
Vivian inhaled.
I have been here before.
No, you have not. You have looked into the room. You have stood in the foyer. But you have never stepped within.
This is your heritage.